This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I am going to start right now by saying I am aware that I have been a jerk to...
Oh, thank God.
Each of you, in my own way, in different ways. But I mean, we're having fun, right?
Yeah, so much fun.
Okay, dang it.
Yep. Punching bag A and B, reporting for
Do
duty.
Do not, now see.
He's on it, boss.
Here's the thing. Tiak knows that there's a bunch of Yahoo texters that are going to text you, yes, Licker. Like, he's playing, stop playing to those people.
Okay, yeah, we're having fun. I agree. We poke fun at you too. Like, everyone,
you do.
I don't know. Like we're adults. You know,
yes.
We can handle ourselves. We poke back a little bit.
You guys are mean to me a lot.
Okay.
Oh, chill. Okay.
See, so this is why this is difficult for me, because I feel like I'm mean to you a lot, and I had this. I don't know what was happening. I was in like this, you know, reels, like thing, and. Okay. I'm having this vulnerable moment. There was a question asked on one of the reels. For some reason, my algorithm right now gives me that. What's that motivational dude? Simon Sinek or whatever his name is. He's a business.
You'd
recognize him if you saw him. Like he has these very, but it's guys like him who say these.
Oh, yeah.
Super.
I've seen
you know
like
that.
He's popped, I didn't know his name, but he's popped up. I've seen like 1,000 of his videos.
Yeah,
on,
he's just so inspirational and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So he or someone like him asked a question, and I want to ask you guys this question. I'm very scared that your answer is going to be the opposite of mine, and I want to know what it means for me, but here's the question. Pretend you're single. Easy for two of us in the room.
Woo, check.
Okay.
Would you date you?
Yeah, I'm a catch.
I knew you'd answer that. I knew you'd say that.
Is that bad? I'm sorry. We should let Tiak respond.
No, yeah, go.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe if I were a little cuter. But other than that, yeah, I think so.
You would?
I like to do all the things that I like to do, so that like, we'd be a good match, right?
Okay.
Like we could watch QVC together. We could like get fast food. Together.
I don't think I'd date me at all. I just
no,
would be,
I don't. That's you are not your type.
That's what, and like that doesn't like I'm.
You're mine.
Am I though? Would you
no,
date me?
Let's no,
pretend.
No. Hell no.
That's right. That like so. Am I just undateable?
No.
Yeah, I
no.
think I might. You guys
no.
and I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not fishing. But like, I had this epiphany while watching this thing, going like, "Well, if I wouldn't date me, then who the." Oof, who the F would?
Well, I'm a little confused. So I think I would date myself, but there are things that I would find annoying. Like I'm very insecure, I guess. I'm
yes.
very like, and I'm the talky one.
Yes.
And then I need my wife balances me out. So I don't know, like that might not go well if I'm dating another person who's just as insecure and just will not shut up in the same way that I will not shut up. Like that, I could see that wouldn't go well, but overall... I think it'd be okay.
I think it's very healthy that you would, but like, I just think the more I would get to know me, the more I'd be like, you know, you date somebody and like at the very beginning, I think I'd be great to date at the beginning because I'd take me to great restaurants. Like
you love bomb?
Yeah, I would love, yes. I definitely, oh my God. Do I do that? I do that, don't I?
I I don't know, actually. I don't know what you do.
I think I'm a little bit of a bummer.
You're also in a unique position, just as long as we're pulling the curtain back. Like, you are Slacker. You're on the radio. People know you. And there's an element of, like, that's exciting, I would think, for a new relationship. Like, I'm dating Slacker, and we're going to these nice restaurants. Yes. And he's Slacker, and he knows everyone. And people want to say hi. And, like, this is cool.
And what's the shelf life of that?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know,
18 minutes.
Yeah. A couple weeks in, it's like, oh my God, you're still Slacker. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And people expect you to be, that's the other side of it, is people expect you to be that even when you don't feel like it, and that's not always fair either, because we've gotten to see that.
I don't know where, like, I don't know what to do with this. Am I unhealthy because I wouldn't? I think it's hilarious.
No.
Like, were you being serious when you instantly said, F yeah, I'm a catch?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I wanted to date me.
But I also have, I'm totally aware that, like, at the same time, I feel like I don't deserve much, which is why I date red flags and why it always just falls apart so quickly. So this is very introspective of you to be like, no, I don't like myself enough to date myself. So this is perfect. Let's figure out what we should work on.
No, I don't want to work on anything.
Well, you gotta.
I don't think you can fix this.
You can.
No, you can't.
You for sure can. No. I know it's so sappy and just like whatever, but like, how do you expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself?
That's okay. That's weird. I love myself a lot. Look at these forearms.
You don't respect yourself?
No, I mean, here's the other thing. And like, this place, now the curtain is all the way open. At different times where I've gone to therapy in my career, the bosses, none of the bosses we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a different company. Great. Whatever. Okay. They've literally said, go ahead, work on yourself. Just not too much.
Really? What?
Because we're paid to be
unhinged.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're like, please remain at least a little bit of the nut job, insecure piece of hell that you currently are. Because I think if I got fixed, I might be dateable, but I'd be unemployed.
Wow. So does that mean me and Aaron should be unemployed?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.